This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
All right, as usual, too much news, not enough time. And we've got Stu Peters coming up, and I'll be back on the War Room in an hour as well. So let me just try to get a couple things off my desk, and I'll cover the rest later. I can't push this off anymore. I've got to explain what's going on. And for obvious reasons, I'm limiting my coverage of this news. But no one else will cover it, so I'll go ahead and put my neck out there to do it. Headline from the National File. Robert Mueller investigated for staging alleged militia hoax now used to prosecute January 6th defendant. And so in 2010, the FBI did their sting operations, which is sending feds into a situation to set up somebody for a criminal charge. We saw it in Michigan when they tried to set up people to kidnap Governor Whitmer. It turned out to be nothing but feds doing it. They got caught. No punishment for them, though, doing it, doing the crime. Now, if somebody else did it, they would be in jail. They'd face the law. But because it was feds doing it, they get to wipe their hands with it and have no qualms. And it's all because of this Robert Mueller case. So what happened was they set this guy up for a gun charge. The feds set him up. And then when they got caught setting him up, the precedent was that, well, the federal government's allowed to do that. So think about it like this. The federal government is allowed to lie. The federal government is allowed to set you up. And then that same federal government is allowed to run the court case and the legal case against you. So they lie about you. They lie to you. Then they set you up for a crime, and a crime that they're actually involved in executing. And then they're allowed to prosecute you in a court of law after they did everything setting you up. And that's the precedent that was set by Robert Mueller's FBI that they're now using as the precedent on January 6th. And you may say, well, why are they using that as a precedent on January 6th? Folks, put two and two together. Why are they using a precedent that feds can set you up for a crime to go after people on January 6th? Do you understand what I'm saying here? Are you reading between the tea leaves? Again, I'm on trial every day. I'm on air. Okay, so I'm trying to be cautious about how I report this stuff. But do you see what's going on and all the other videos that are now surfacing from January 6th? And this is just disgusting what's happening. Again, nobody else will cover this, so I have to do it. But folks, they're currently holding somebody in jail for 9 months. This individual has been in jail, Troy Smocks, for 9 months. Did he go into the Capitol? Nope. Was he on the Capitol grounds? Nope. But he made a Parler post that said, let's hunt these cowards down like the traitors that each of them are. He said, rhinos, Dems, and tech execs, let's hunt these cowards down like the traitors that each of them are. He's been in jail for 9 months for that post on Parler. For 9 months. Now, you want to make the argument that you should be in jail for a post you make on the internet? Fine, make that argument. But how about a little equal justice here? How about a little equal application of that law or that precedent, the law that doesn't exist or that precedent that they're building now? Do you know how many leftists make death threats every day on Twitter to numerous individuals, including myself? Do you know how many of them have ever been investigated, let alone charged or spent a day in jail? Yeah, zero. We all know that. This is very dangerous here, folks. These are two very dangerous precedents that the federal government is allowed to lie and set you up and persecute you in court. And now they're able to go after you for something you posted on the internet, and it's all only for political purposes. Very dangerous stuff here, folks. Very, very dangerous stuff here, folks. And I hope that there's leaders in our Congress that wake up to this and do something about it before it gets worse. Notice how they still haven't found out who the alleged pipe bomber is. They still haven't gone after the individual who on six different occasions can be seen encouraging people to go into the Capitol building. And people, every time people are like, you're a Fed, leave us alone. They chant Fed. And he's on six different times. He's encouraging people to go into the building. They don't show the videos of all the people clad in black that actually break into the Capitol and then usher all the other people in. You never see or hear about who they are. But, oh, grandma with an American flag. Oh, the guy that made a post on Parler. Oh, anybody else in the area that supported Trump. You're all being persecuted. But the actual criminals and the federal government who's setting it all up, they get away as usual. Very sad. Stu Peters up next.
I'm taping this message on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, and I've got some great news to report to the listeners. For at least 1 week, we're going to be able to run a sale with Bobby's Ultimate Turmeric Formula that just got back in stock after being sold out almost 5 months because of supply chain breakdowns. It has a 95% curcuminoid level. Most of the turmeric supplements have a 5 to 10% curcuminoid level. Our leading competitor has a 75% curcuminoid level. This is a special proprietary concentrate. It is so good for inflammation, for your immune system, as an antioxidant for your whole body. It's documented. It's amazing. Everybody knows that turmeric is an incredible thing that God created. And Bodies is the strongest and best you're going to find. And it's back in stock. And it funds the InfoWar. 40% off for a limited time. That goes back to regular price right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're running this special for 1 week.
I'm right there with Owen Schroyer, just praying every single day that these so-called lawmakers, these so-called elected representatives are going to wake up, do their job, start recognizing this Marxist coup for what it is. I mean, the prosecution and persecution of people. We've talked to pastors on this program, Owen himself with this malicious prosecution, all of these people being hunted down for not even being there, not even on the grounds, not going in there, not doing anything violent. I personally know a journalist who was right alongside, by the way, CNN. Nobody from that agency is being prosecuted. The journalist that I know, on the other hand, looking at close to a decade for misdemeanors. There was no inciting of violence. There was no destruction of property. There was no impeding of Congress. None of that. Ushered in by police. And he's being charged. In the same way that we're praying that these lawmakers will open up their eyes and do something about that. What about the killing of our kids? You know, it's no secret to anybody that the White House is now saying they're rolling out, what, 32, 38 million shots for kids ages 5 to 11. So let's break that down. Oh, they've even gotten so creepy now that they're also going to be shipping tens of millions of little tiny-sized child arm-sized needles along with these shots. So let's break it down. Well, in the age group of 12 to 17, we have already seen that boys, particularly, are six times more likely to have a serious myocarditis event, a serious heart issue from these shots than they are to have a serious illness from COVID, because we know virtually no kids are impacted by COVID-19 at all. Now a doctor is coming out saying that in a really large hospital system, a large birthing place, that an alarming amount of babies are dying just hours after being born, all from the same thing, every one of them from the same thing, pulmonary hemorrhage. What's the common denominator in all of them? Of course, the mothers were vaccinated. They're either breastfeeding or the babies were vaccinated in vitro. And so now why not? Why not? We're killing babies. We're killing adolescent teen boys. We're permanently incapacitating people. We're forever changing their lives. So along with praying that lawmakers wake up, obviously it's time that we pray to God that our children are not the price that we have to pay for this tyranny. Dr. Paul Elias Alexander, former HHS, former WHO, he was a senior COVID advisor to President Donald Trump. And he joins us now. You've been doing a lot of studies on this vaccine. I really struggle calling it that. It's not FDA approved. This is a big propaganda thing. We're being told that it is. And we're going to get to these, to your concerns about these 5 to 11-year-olds. But I found something really interesting recently that you did a comparison of immunity from these shots versus natural immunity. What did you find?
Well, I mean, Stu, thanks a lot. I'm very humbled to be on your show. And we published that report in Brownstone Institute. And what we found was about 91 pieces of evidence or studies, high quality, that pretty much showed us that it's not just that the vaccines, that the natural immunity is equal to vaccine immunity, but actually it's more superior. And I think this is the argument. The argument is that before the vaccines came out, you know, there was this push to prepare the population by saying that, you know, your natural immunity is failing and you're losing it and it's declining. But that was a lie. That was a lie put out by the administration, by the public health officials, Fauci, Walensky, etc. Because they knew it is normal for your antibodies. They were putting out some studies that the antibodies were fading. But they knew it was normal. You're not losing your immunity. They knew this because your immune system, your natural immunity is not just based on antibodies. Even if your antibodies disappear from circulation, they knew. These scientists knew that there's B-cell, there's cellular immunity with B-cells and T-cells that produces antibodies in the future when you are ever re-exposed. And your natural immunity is pretty much one and done, lifelong. So if you re-expose, you have B-cells, long-lived bone marrow plasma cells that will tune out new antibodies as needed. So this has been a lie to deceive people and to scare the population into vaccination. And when we looked at these 91-odd studies, we are seeing that natural immunity is not just equal. I'm making the argument that it's superior to what is conferred by the vaccine. And the public needs to understand that what we're talking about here is that when you're exposed naturally to the pathogen, your immune system builds almost a complete shot of all aspects of the surface of the virus. You're talking about the envelope, the nucleocapsid protein, the spike protein, versus the vaccine only allows you to produce an immune response, antibodies to the spike protein. And we know that the spike protein was based on the initial Wuhan strain 2020, January, February, March. Right now we have the Delta variant. So the vaccine is not hitting the Delta. And that is why you are seeing so many quote-unquote breakthrough infections in Israel, UK, United States, Barnes, Stable, Massachusetts, across the globe. It is an understood fact. Even the CDC, Walensky, said that there are breakthrough infections and that the vaccinated are getting infected. In fact, the vaccinated are spreading this virus. So we have a serious problem. And like the lockdowns too, these public health officials, they take the most ridiculous, illogical step forward with the lockdowns. When they realized and we saw that the lockdowns were killing people, not the virus, it was the lockdowns and the school closures, what did they do? They didn't meet and try to assess a better way forward. They decided to do more lockdowns and harden them. So right now, we have a serious problem with the vaccine in terms of its effectiveness, and we are seeing a lot of harms. What do? They don't stop. They don't step back to try to understand what is happening here. It looks like the vaccine is causing a lot of problems. No, they harden and they want to expand to younger and younger persons, and now they have come into our kids, 5 to 11. And we say no, there's no evidence, none, zero, where our children, 5 to 11 years old, there's any benefit from these vaccines. In fact, there's only potential for harms.
Yeah, you know, part of the study that you're talking about, as far as the natural immunity is concerned, I was looking into this, and it looks to me like those who contracted SARS-CoV-1 and had the antibodies for that, when it was introduced in a lab to the SARS-CoV-2 virus, years later, those antibodies killed SARS-CoV-2. So people from 10 years ago or longer are immune automatically to SARS-CoV-2 if they had or had exposure to CoV-1, which is something that we really need to take into consideration, given the fact that this is more than likely why the natural immune system, without any early treatment, hydroxychloroquine, ivermectin, ventilators, the poisonous remdesivir, all of these things, the natural God-given immune system is defeating this virus 99.987% of the time, because that is how our bodies are designed. And when you talk about the harm that these vaccines are causing in these age groups of 12 to 17, we've seen these spontaneous abortions or miscarriages. We've seen the death of newly born babies within hours of being born because of this pulmonary hemorrhage. It's extremely alarming. But as we continue to push this out and then tell people, well, now you have to have a booster because you're no longer immune. This is becoming, to me, more apparent that these are not necessarily side effects. We look at, for example, the vaccine adverse events reporting system that tells us now that, 17,000 people have died attributed to this shot, but there are so many other systems out there that suggest that many more, exponentially more people have actually succumbed to this and have had severe adverse events or reactions. But this is becoming, to me, very, very apparent. And I want to talk to you about this after the break. In about 30 seconds, we've got to go to break. But I want to talk to you about this and let you think on this, because this is really serious to me. This is not a conspiracy theory. This looks to me a lot less like side effects and a whole lot more like intended consequences. This is premeditated. There's enough going on out here that these people can understand this. More with Dr. Alexander right after this.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
More than double the amount of people have died reportedly from this shot being referred to as a vaccine in 9 months than have died from all previous vaccines combined. And that's according to the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, which we know those numbers are throttled. We know them to be much higher because of whistleblowers, because of actual complaints filed under the penalty of perjury. We know that those numbers are much greater. But those are the numbers that we can acknowledge here with some sort of responsibility. But that's not enough. I mean, close to 17,000 people or more, 790-some thousand adverse events, close to 3,000 miscarriages, permanently disabled people, near 30,000 people. I mean, all of these people dying within days of this shot, which provides, by the way, no immunity whatsoever. And if you look at CNN Health, one of their headlines was, you know, just because people are getting COVID after being vaccinated doesn't mean that the vaccine is ineffective. I mean, this is the type of propaganda that is being shoved down the throats of American people. This is the kind of panic that is being caused in order to provoke parents to trip over themselves, to get to the front of the line, to have their children, their innocent children's DNA possibly restructured as a result of accepting this therapeutic that we, by all intents and purposes, by definition, cannot call a vaccine. It's harmful. At what point does this become not side effects, but actually intended consequences when we have all of this data? Dr. Paul Elias Alexander was a senior advisor to President Trump working with HHS. I mean, what are your thoughts on this? This looks to be intentional at this point.
Well, Stu, I'm very grateful to be on your show, and I want to make sure I make it known that I did support President Trump and his policies, and I still do today. I do have a serious concern with these vaccines for children. I don't think they're indicated in any manner possible, so I want President Trump to come forward and put a stop. He has to make a statement on these. And look, I agree with what you're saying, because remember, the natural immunity that we have with natural exposure, with our cellular immunity, so T-cell, B-cell response, is lifelong. You mentioned just now about that study by Labutte, where they found that persons who were infected from SARS-1, that when they looked at their blood 17, 18 years post, they found still reaction to the virus and also a cross-reactivity, cross-protection to SARS-2. We even found it in 1918 Spanish flu. They looked at persons' blood in 2008, 2010. Almost 100 years had passed, and they found that those persons who were still alive had immunity in their blood that reacted to the Spanish flu that they were exposed to 100 years prior. And I have to agree with you, Stu, because look, right now, we're looking at the adverse events that have accumulated in the VAERS database. And the VAERS only accounts for about 1%. Let's handicap it and say as much as 10. But we have about 16,000-17,000 deaths today. We have 700,000-800,000 adverse events. And the challenge is the administration, the senior people in these health agencies, they operate as though the CDC's VAERS database just does not exist. So if you say it's a 10% reporting, we have 90% of the deaths and the adverse events missed. And the problem here is this. When you vaccinate with a suboptimal vaccine, there's this issue of the original antigenic sin, where if you prime the immune system suboptimally your first time out, that suboptimal priming of the immune system will persist lifelong. and it will be a suboptimal response from you. We have a vaccine that they have manufactured, and this is where the intent. I would make a statement here in agreement with you. I think this was almost designed to fail. I think in a certain way, it's beginning to look like this is how you rule out a vaccine or bring a vaccine to market that is going to fail, almost as so as if this were President Trump on deck now, this would be hung around his neck. But the devastation from the vaccine is not being looked at and is covered up almost by the media. The reality about it is, right now they have bought a vaccine that does not stop transmission, it does not stop infection, it does not stop severe COVID, it does not stop death or hospitalization. That's not me. That is the vaccine developers put that out. That's what was put out by the FDA. That's what is published. That's public information. These vaccines only handle and address the reducing mild COVID symptoms. So it's almost as though you have given the virus an evolutionary future that it would not necessarily have. You've extended the life of the virus. So we have people now in the UK, in Israel, and these places where everyone who's being double vaccinated is becoming infected. Why? It seems that the vaccine itself, and we warned that. We wrote this and we said it. Dr. Good, Mandan Bosch, Dr. Yeadon, etc. stated this. We said on paper that if you vaccinate during an ongoing epidemic or pandemic, you are going to drive the emergence of more infectious variants and potentially super variants that are devastatingly and could be deadly. And that is what we are probably doing now. And we are seeing it playing out where the vaccinated are the ones actually spreading this virus. This is not a pandemic of the unvaccinated. That was a false talking point put out there. This is actually a pandemic of the vaccinated. We have the research that shows the vaccinated harbors as high or even more higher loads of the virus in the oropharyngeal passages. And they are propagating this virus to the unvaccinated and even to the vaccinated.
I got about 1 minute left here. I want you to address lawmakers, President Trump, whoever it is that you think has sway over hundreds of millions of people, or this push for 5 to 11-year-olds specifically. I've got two kids between the ages of 5 and 11, and this is horrific for me to think about.
Yes. Well, I mean, look, let's be blunt about this. I've been on record. I've been speaking on the news. Other people like Dr. McCullough, Dr. Reach, these people, we have been out there fighting this. It's absolutely under no condition. None must a parent in the United States allow these vaccines into their children. This push by Pfizer now 5 to 11, they do not have the evidence to show. Here's the key that a parent must, and I'm pleading with President Trump and the lawmakers to understand. These vaccine developers needed 10 to 12 to 15 years. They brought this in 3 months to 4 months. They did not follow these vaccines for the proper duration of time to detect the safety signals that we know will emerge, and now we are seeing it in the adults. We are asking President Trump to step forward and put a stop this with the children, because children bring almost near statistical zero risk to the table. This is the issue. They bring no risk to the table, yet you want to give them a vaccine that we have seen has potential risks. So then what is the reason for this? Why? Why would you do this to your child? Your child has a life 80, 90 years ahead of them. By introducing these vaccines, we run the risk of disabling them or possibly killing them. I am saying here again, we have adults, 16,000 to 17,000, we actually modeled as 100,000, who've died in America 1 to 2 to 5 days post-vaccine. I'm saying it as clearly as I could.
Here, I gotta go. Stop this thing, Paul Alexander.
I am taping this update on the morning of Tuesday, October 19th, 2021, to let all of our great radio and TV listeners know that Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, that's been sold out for a long time, is back in stock with a 95% curcuminoid level that's so good for inflammation and more, for 40% off for a limited time, then it goes back to regular price in 1 week. That's Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula.
back in stock, 40% off for a limited time at InfoWarsStore.com. And VasoBeats is selling out fast. So good for your heart, your lungs, your cardiovascular system. Creates nitrous oxide in the blood. It's a really strong concentrate as well. It's 50% off. Krill oil selling out fast, 40% off. Oh, my God. You think fish oil is good? This is amazing. Krill oil. DNA Force Plus. I've extended that for a few more days. 40% off back in stock. Amazing. Down Out, 50% off. It's got 8 different natural compounds for deeper, cleaner sleep. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how did it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
So challenging. I think the biggest challenge for me to sit in this chair every day is to try to maintain some level-headedness and not pull what's left of my hair directly out of my head. I mean, the emotions from grief to anger, listening to these emails that come in by the thousands of people who are so desperate, begging for attention to this, and we're giving it all of the attention. Here, InfoWars, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer, the whole crew, over at StuPeters.tv. I mean, I know so many people, millions of people, know what's really going on here, but yet it just continues. And not only does it continue, it just ramps up. And you see these people outside wearing their masks alone. By themselves, what are you so afraid of, sir? Ma'am, What exactly are you protecting yourself from? And in the name of something that's killing virtually nobody on its own without serious underlying conditions or extreme old age. I mean, somebody just has to say it. These people were going to die anyways, no matter what they got. They were going to die. It doesn't mean that their death is any less tragic. It doesn't mean that their families and their loved ones will miss them any less. It's not being insensitive. This is just the truth. I don't really care about your feelings. I care about your future. The truth is, we're running away from a virus that literally kills virtually nobody. And the whole world has been locked down. And there are wild and crazy conspiracy theories about why. But conspiracy theorists are being vindicated every day. I'm almost out of conspiracy theories. They've virtually all come true. And we see what the World Economic Forum is doing. And we see what's happening in Australia. And we see what Bill Gates is doing in Africa. And we see Tony Fauci just continuously lying to us. It's just so aggravating and so frustrating to know that the price that we may have to pay is our children. And you heard Dr. Paul Elias Alexander here, who still supports President Trump. If I hear President Trump one more time touting these vaccines, the universe might explode. I mean, seriously, like my face might blow off of my shoulders. I don't know. It's so frustrating. It's appalling to me that the facts are this is a nothing virus that if we had done nothing about it at all would be, by all intents and purposes, gone, dead, over with, finito. That's how pandemics work. Every expert that we've talked to, pandemics, how long? 18 months. That's the lifespan. It would be gone. If we had done nothing about it, it would be gone. But like Paul Alexander suggested, we're creating a super virus. When people unnecessarily take antibiotics, you create these super viruses, super bugs. And now there's all kinds of speculation about this other so-called virus that's not really a virus that they're going to try to scare us with. And it's going to be so scary. And so many people are going to die. This was another conspiracy theory for the last few weeks. You might have seen this all over the place, this Marburg virus. Wild and crazy conspiracy theories now being pumped on federal government websites. It's not a virus. It's easily treatable with antibiotics. Virtually nobody that gets treatment for it dies. But what's scary is that about 50% of untreated people do. And so now this thing is going to be released, making government lockdowns no longer required. People will rush to lockdown on their own, making the government push and the carrot dangling no longer required for shots in the arm because people will be rushing and tripping over themselves to get them. This is how serious this really is. And all of these wild and crazy conspiracy theories are now being vindicated by who? By the FDA themselves. Just today or the other day, they came out saying, you know what, it really doesn't matter what booster you take. Johnson & Johnson, Pfizer, Moderna, AstraZeneca, that doesn't really matter. Let's mix and match. Dr. Jane Ruby brought this to my attention today, and she joins us now. You're saying that this is going to create confusion, chaos, and certain death. What is this mix and match bonanza that the FDA is now saying, let's just do this?
Stu, it's going to further give the pharma companies cover. Not that they need any more cover than they have, but the FDA came out yesterday with a statement on their website, and then they included it in a nice little tweet thread where they said that, yes, indeed, you can mix and match. They literally call it mix and match. And, you know, as a pharmaceutical drug developer for 20 years, gladly no longer in that industry, but I want to remind the American people there's a process to doing something like this. It's called drug-drug interaction studies, and it takes many months, maybe several years. We never just mix entities. And if this isn't the red flag on the field, the five-alarm fire, I don't know what will be. But basically what they're saying, and they've done no studies on it. The data presentation is a joke. It's about using maybe 100, 200 people, which is not a study to look at efficacy and safety. They're coming up with, well, look, if you got Pfizer for your first, inoculation, you can have Moderna, but, your booster will be half dose. I have no idea. They present no information on what that's about. And like I said, it is going to create more confusion. As we go further into, greater severe maiming and death. And now we're going to go into 5 to 11-year-olds, by the way. But you have to remember something. Children have more robust immune systems. That's why they're healthier. That's why they don't catch things as readily like C19. That's why they don't need 84 childhood vaccines. But they have a stronger, more reactive immune system. What you're about to see, Stu, is going to be just on what we've been seeing in the adults and the teens. I'm sorry to say, on steroids. It's going to be explosive. We're going to, and I hate to say this because I've lived my last 6 months a lot on your show trying to get people to stop and protect the babies and the children. But I'm afraid that maybe what it's going to take is several thousand children to die in front of everyone to stop this thing. To stop parents from marching these children in. Because I'm going to tell you something, Stu. It's like Groundhog Day. We've got the FDA meeting on Monday to look at a supposed briefing document that Pfizer's already come out with, and they've said it's got 91% efficacy. Well, wait a minute. Didn't they tell us that these shots back in the early part of this year had 95% efficacy? But now 6 months later, oops, it's only 30%. Take a booster. Come on, guys. If the first two shots didn't work, why would you want to take a third of the same thing? This is just duping beyond belief, Sue. And there's more tragedy.
I don't know how to frame this cognitive dissonance in a way that, you know, it can be really explained clearly. Because of my level of frustration with all of this, personally, knowing what's coming next, because we watch, I mean, Owen Schroyer was talking about January 6th, for example, talking about Mueller and the weaponization of the FBI, and why would they use the same precedent? We know the answer to that because our history predicts what our future is going to be. We know what the next steps are going to be. And with these child shots coming out here, what I see is going to happen is you're going to have dads like me who says, you know, no, absolutely not. You're not coming near my kid with your little mini child-sized needle and, your cookies and milk and your bribes for my child, who, by the way, they're getting jabbed at school without parents knowing about it. We've seen them mistakenly, quote-unquote, get this thing at these Walgreens and CVS and all of this other stuff. But what I see happening here, and here goes my wild and crazy conspiracy theories, but really not, cops are going to be showing up at my door. They're going to have Child Protective Services with them. They're going to say to me, we understand, Mr. Peters, that, you know, you're hesitant about getting your child vaccinated. And we also understand that you're not vaccinated. We deem you to be a domestic terrorist. This is kind of a health and safety risk to your children. We're going to remove the children. You're under arrest, by the way. And also, we saw your social media posts and all your television shows about how you were questioning the response to COVID-19. We already saw from the Department of Homeland Security, the DHS bulletin, if you question the response to COVID protocol, you could be considered a domestic terrorist. If you question the 2020 election, you can be considered a domestic terrorist. And I'm telling people right now that if we don't come together, this is what's going to happen. And I want to talk to you more about this 5 to 11-year-old age group when we return after the break with Dr. Jane Ruby.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big, bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Jones Show, of course, Owen Schroyer coming up with the War Room. That's next. Always one of my favorites. StuPeters.tv is where I reside. If you'd come and find me, I would appreciate it. Check it out. See what you think. You know, for 200 years, America has been like this beacon of freedom for the entire world. Our Declaration of Independence is one of the most important documents ever written. Our Constitution is by far the most successful of any country. And now Owen Schroyer is talking about somebody being in jail for 9 months for a Facebook post. Nick Fuentes, he's 23 years old, banned in real life from Airbnb, kicked off YouTube, Twitch, Facebook, Twitter, PayPal, Venmo, Patreon, Shopify, Stripe, Streamlabs, Coinbase, Reddit. These bans are so aggressive. And all for free, it's just free speech. You're not allowed to question the regime. And the people that I fear for the most here are parents of children in homes where there is a disagreement about the safety and the efficacy or the conspiracies surrounding these shots that have been so completely polarized and rammed down the throat of Americans and a global community ad nauseum. Lockstep participation by world leaders. It's really hard to believe that millions of people potentially could be in on this. So there are times where I'm like, am I just freaking crazy? Like, seriously, have I lost my mind? I look in the mirror, like, seriously, have I lost my mind? But then you look at the facts and the statistics. You look at all of these people that truly are dying. We talk and we see emails from people who have had personal experiences. I talked to a military barber. You can find it at StuPeters.tv. She lives right off a military base. That's where she cuts hair. Over a dozen, personally known to her, military-aged, healthy people who continuously go through physical fitness tests and examinations, both physical and psychological, dead. The only common denominator is this shot. There are so many dangers associated with this thing that they are now going to be pushing into 5 to 11-year-old kids. And before the break, I mentioned that police will be showing up at my door if I'm hesitant or resistant or refuse outright this injection for my kids because of what I know to be true. And if 340 million people in this country knew what we knew to be true, obviously things would be a whole lot different in this country. But it's because of that Nick Fuentes-type banning. It's because of the InfoWars, Alex Jones, Owen Schroyer-type banning, and me. I'm subject to it as well. Kicked off Twitter, kicked off YouTube. It's because of this. That is how dangerous that is. Which is why I really wish President Trump would have taken that a whole lot more seriously before he left, too. But we have to sit and listen to him talk about infrastructure and the same rallies over and over again. But he's getting booed. He's getting booed when he talks about these shots. We're watching on Saturdays as hundreds of thousands of people erupt at college football stadiums around the country opposing this installed regime. People are waking up, so we have to continue doing this. That is why I remain a general in this information war and will continue to do it. That's why I know that everybody else on this particular network will continue to do it. And Dr. Gene Ruby joins us now, who, by the way, was supposed to have been enjoying these years, retired, feet kicked up on the beach in Florida. You made it to Florida. You got the beach in your backyard, but the feet aren't kicked up, and you're still working harder than ever. I bet you never imagined that you would be a foot soldier in this war. And yet, here you are. You've been a mainstay on the Stu Peters Show. Super responsible reporting, unrelenting research, and bravery. I mean, you were the first, I believe, in the United States to bring graphene oxide to the public attention. It's now widely known, and that's the least of our concerns inside of these injections. We are now learning as more and more microscopy experts come forward, and the things that we're seeing under the glass, Dr. Kerry Madej is bringing us, Dr. Zandre Bafa. I mean, brave people speaking out saying, hey, this isn't right, and they're banned, and they're shut up, and they're shut down, and they're called crazy and kooky conspiracy theorists. And now they're going to jab our kids. I want to know your real thoughts on what you think is going to happen. Am I outside of the line? Am I overstating or being hyperbolic when I say all you have to do is look at a bunch of dead babies with pulmonary hemorrhage? All you have to do is look at 12 to 17-year-old boys who are, you know, kicking off, keeling off, and experiencing serious heart conditions. I mean, it makes sense that that would be consistent in the 5 to 11 age group. Am I wrong?
No, you're 100% right, Stu. And like I said before the break, there's a lot more devastation and death to come, and it's going to be greater and in larger numbers because children react more robustly. Look, I want to go back on the record. This is not a vaccine. Everybody, stop calling it that. Like Dr. David Martin says, if you call it a vaccine, you've already lost the argument. So let's start there. And secondly, things are getting very dangerous. People are going, you know, to their local drugstore to get a seasonal flu shot. Well, guess what? They're getting hit with COVID-19 injections from any of these companies, and they're told later on things are dangerous. I have called across my friends, my family, and the general public for a 100% moratorium right now on all vaccines. I don't want to hear this thing. Oh, I'm not an anti-vaxxer, but well, you know what? There's no reason to trust these companies right now. They've lost the privilege of our faith and trust, and we have to suspend right now until we get to the bottom of this. And you're right. Scientists like that have done a great job since these companies are not having press conferences. They're not disclosing. They're withholding information actively. All we can do is put together the world scientists to start doing what they're doing. They're analyzing these vials. They're chemically analyzing them. They're looking at the blood of people who have been injected. And a lot of people who have not been injected, Stu, are also coming up with blood damage, and I have a suspicion it's because this mRNA technology and a lot of these poisons were probably, this didn't start like this year. It probably was being used and infiltrated into the seasonal flu and other seasonal injections, but that's just my speculation right now. Look, for the kids, I want to do a shout out to President Trump. You've got to, I agree with Dr. Alexander, you've got to come out against this now. I don't care how many bad advisors you've got around you. This is you'd have to be deaf, dumb, and blind not to see what's happening, and it's about to happen to our children. And it's getting serious. And I'm going to tell you something else, Stu. They didn't do their due diligence. The FDA did not require the companies to do their due diligence on drug-drug interactions, but I'll tell you what they are allowing the company to do. There's a study on clinicaltrials.gov. It's 048-63638. I'm going to tell you, this study, I just realized today, is sponsored. That means it's paid for by the China National Biotech Group, and it's going to test the COVID-19 vaccine, whatever that is, in 3 to 17-year-olds in the United States. It started on April 28th of this year, and guess what? It went until May of this year. I mean, that's not even a one-month study. So the shenanigans that are going on are just unbelievable. The FDA has collapsed. You have to all take a step back until we can get to the bottom of this and spare these children. This is getting incredibly dangerous. And you're not safe if you go for a regular seasonal shot. You don't even know what you're getting.
Yeah, especially when they're being given out at your kid's school. I mean, by the janitor or by the lunch aide or whoever it is that's giving these shots. Dr. Jane Ruby, thank you so much for
me. Yeah, and the testing, the swabs, very dangerous right now. Agreeing to the swabs in place of the jab is still surrender, and you're still at risk for getting inoculated with God knows whatever, viruses, parasites, all kinds of things. And that evidence has been out there for some time.
We appreciate you being here, Dr. Jane Ruby. You do fantastic work, and thank you. Have a great weekend. And Dr. Jane was talking about the fact that Pfizer and Moderna, none of these companies have come forward giving a press conference. Well, who does that remind you of? I mean, look at this faux administration up in the White House. Supposedly, allegedly, that's where they are. Press conferences? Questions? No. They run away. What does a criminal do when they commit a crime? They run away. What do they try to do with evidence? They try to conceal it. The fact is, they don't want to be in front of a camera right now because inevitably the question is going to be, is your drug FDA approved? And the answer is no, it is not. You have been duped. Everybody who doesn't know this now. Call Pfizer yourself. I have done it. There is no COVID-19 vaccine approved by the FDA available in the United States from any company anywhere. And so everybody taking this military mandate, all of you that are at work being told that it's FDA approved, and that's why you have to be subjecting yourselves to these shots, mandated to take them as a condition of your employment, that is absolutely not true. We saw the 180 by Governor Ron DeSantis, and now he's holding corporations like that liable if they force this thing as a condition of employment. That's how you govern with balls, and I hope Trump follows suit. Owen Schroyer is up next. Please come and find me at StuPeters.tv. We'll see you next week.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.